The people that are in my story are they stay in my mind because the first person that I talk about is he's got a pregnant girlfriend and they have to come to identify him, and that obviously to me that child is never going to know their father, do you know, and he just didn't wear a seatbelt that night. If he'd have put his seatbelt on, then maybe that baby would have a dad today.
So just what can you tell us about that? It was just a road traffic accident, and if he didn't have a seatbelt on, and then
yeah,
because of that.
Basically, he was a passenger in a car, and what had happened is he's exited the vehicle via the windscreen. His car, the driver had crashed into another oncoming vehicle. The driver survived, and he didn't, and he was the one that didn't have a seatbelt on. So maybe if he did have his seatbelt on, then he would have survived. Obviously, he suffered like severe facial trauma. And it was obviously hard for his mum and dad and girlfriend to have to see him like that.
And what's that like for you? I know you're a professional, you've got a job to do, but to see people going through that emotions and know that what's happened, that must be difficult as well.
Yeah, I mean, no matter how many times that we do this, it's horrific. You know, each time, like I say in my story, it gets harder and harder, these viewings, because you know that this family's life is about to change forever, do you know? And that sick feeling that you get when you open the door to them, knowing that what they're going to see, you know, it's going to haunt them for the rest of their lives. Their lives are never going to be the same again.
And obviously with any accident, it's not just the victim or the person that died, it's the ripple effect. You mentioned the family, the driver's got to live with what's happened as well. It's almost like it never ends almost.
Yeah, it is. I mean, safe drive's something that's quite close to me because I had a friend that actually died 4 years ago in a road traffic accident. So that is actually one of my drives, to do safe drive. She was a passenger in a car and she was in the back seat. She was the only one that died. And obviously seeing her family and what her, you know, and as friends of what we've gone through for the last 4 years and when it happened, it's just horrific.
How effective do you feel something like this is? Because it's such a different approach to getting a message across. You know, we've seen leaflets, we've seen videos even, but this is real people like yourself talking about real incidents. How effective do you think it is?
I think it's really effective because I think we've not gone for the lecturing approach. It's not just you sitting there, you're listening to us. Everyone knows that you shouldn't be using your mobile phone. We all know that you need to put your seatbelt on. You know, people speed, they go through red lights, we all know that it happens, but this I think is very hard hitting with the professionals and the family speakers at the end especially. I think for you to actually hear a family member talking about how they feel when they've lost their relative, I can't see how it wouldn't impact on anyone. Do you know, the performance I think that we give is like no other really.
And obviously this is the second year you've done it. What did you make of the response that you got the first time round when you gave these performances and people watched it and reacted to it? What did you make of that?
The first time was really, really positive. We've got a really, really good response. And this year we've got more and more colleges and we're doing more performances this year. And we were almost fully booked at the beginning of the year when we put our numbers out. So obviously it's made a massive impact on these students that have been to see it. And on our VIP events when people come from other services and things like that, they just think it's such a great thing. Like you say, it's a totally different approach than what other people take, really.
There's a lot of people there that are going to be seeing this, and hopefully that's going to save a lot of lives.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously our big aim, is that, you know, that we can cut the number of road deaths in Great Manchester for young people and all around, really, because, you know, none of us are professionals, want to see this in work. I think that's